Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Once again, for our weekly visit from Mr. Ron Price, who is here with me this morning. He is the noted author, of course, of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. Good morning, Mr. Price.
Good morning, Mr. Micklin. How are you this good morning?
I am well. It's a Wednesday.
You're always well.
Middle of the week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hump day.
Yes.
Why do they call it hump day? We're over the hump?
Middle of the thing. Yeah. It's all downhill from here, apparently. Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's a good thing.
I don't know. That's true. Yes.
I don't know.
But today we're talking a little bit more about a conflict, I would say, and disagreements and how to maybe resolve those in a positive fashion.
And a lasting fashion. You know, so often, Scott, when people try to resolve a conflict, they look for the quick fix that maybe deals with that issue at the moment, but it doesn't really get to the core issues, and so it's not resolved on a long-term basis, and that's a mistake.
Right.
It's just a mistake. We often from time to time cite the Covey Corporation, which I believe they still teach here on campus. I used to be a facilitator for the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People program. It's a solid program. And Dr. Covey talks about when you want to reach an agreement with someone with whom you're in disagreement, you have your way of resolving it. They have their way of resolving it. So rather than my way or your way, let's try to create an our way, a brand new resolution that may have elements of your suggestions and may have elements of my suggestions. But it's our created solution, not just yours or mine. And another thought on that is if you want to get an agreement from somebody else, make it easy for them to agree with you. So I'm going to use another example from my wife. By the way, I mentioned a week or so ago.
Yeah, have that go over.
Yeah. She doesn't listen to this program, but people can listen to this. How do they tell them real quick how to do that? I'll tell my wife how to do that.
Sure. Well, you can listen live on the radio, of course, right. every Wednesday morning around 8:50 a.m. or stream it from our website live, ksje.com, or watch the video part on our social media pages of Facebook and YouTube, or you can go to any of the podcast sites, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, all those things, subscribe to KSJE, and you can listen to it on demand on any of the podcasts or on social media, too.
There you go.
A lot of ways, a lot of options.
That was a fine commercial.
So she's going to hear, she certainly must have heard what you said about her last week.
Let's move on.
Anyway, okay.
We were living in Cortez. We got married in Cortez in 1980. And
event of the season, as I recall.
Say it again?
The event, social event of the season.
Oh,
yes. That Cortez wedding.
Yes, all the dignitaries were there. Will you stop it? So for the first 6 years of our marriage, I was a traveling salesman. My territory was mainly Farmington, Cortez, and, you know, surrounding area. But I was in Farmington more than I was anywhere else. And after a while, I realized, this is not right. Why don't we just move to Farmington? Well, my wife grew up in Cortez. When I say her roots went deep, they did. And so when I say it would take a root canal to get her to move out of Farmington, that's not just a bad joke. So I approached her one day and I said, "Hey, sweetheart, what do you think about moving to Farmington?" She said, "Bad idea." I said, "Okay." And I let it go. She said a little more. We discussed it. But I said, "Yeah, you're right. Let's not do that." So I let it go for a month or so. I don't know. But I couldn't let it go. And I said, "Sweetheart, I'd really like to talk about us maybe moving to Farmington." And she said, "Well, thank you for sharing. Now I got other things to do." Again, she didn't put it that way, but she pretty clearly let me know. I mean, her mom was there, her sister was there, she'd lived there except for when she went away to college. Yeah, she was a Cortez girl. So I let it go for another month or so. And then finally I came to her and I said, "Here's the deal. I don't have the right to say, we're moving to Farmington, you don't have the right to say, no, we're not. We're an us. And again, Scott, this is a marriage example, but
sure.
As you're often good to point out, this the principle can apply in work situations, friendship, relationships, whatever. But I said, we're an us. Neither one of us have the right to impose on the other. So I said, I got a deal for you. You give me the next year of our lives, and you let me move us to Farmington. No matter what happens, you get the next year. If you're happy in Farmington and you want to stay, then we stay. If you're not happy in Farmington and you want to move back, I get the moving van. We're moving back to Cortez. She said, do you mean that? I said, I do. I said, I'll sweeten the deal for you. You give me the next year of our lives. You let me move us to Farmington. I promise you I will never ask you to move any further away from your mother than the 70 or so miles that Farmington is from Cortez. So if I wanted to move to Durango or Mancos or what have you, that would be within the 70 miles, but not Albuquerque, Denver, or anywhere else. She said, deal. Hmm. And Scott, that was in 1986. And every now and then I'll say, so what do you think, sweetheart? Was it a good idea to move to Farmington? Shut up, she'll say. But it has been.
Good.
But that was, again, you can see the situation.
Sure.
We can't live in two different places at the same time. So make it easy for the other person. Find a way to make it easy for them to say, okay, I can do that, and we'll see how it works.
Well, and you had to give up something, too, though. You had to give up that the next year you may be moving back if mm-hmm. things didn't go well or she didn't agree with what you mm-hmm. thought would happen.
Right. And I had to mean it, and I did. And
right. But didn't work out that way.
Didn't work out that way.
And we're glad.
Yeah.
Glad to have both of you here.
Thank you.
In Farmington. It's a better place.
Me too.
Thank you, Ron Price. Thank you, Ron. Ron is here every Wednesday. Life in the Sandbox series here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.